A symposium begins today on the New Hawk Nation Reserve to discuss the community's housing problems. Nearly 1,000 people live in the community, but homes are described as often moldy and overcrowded. New Hawk Nation Asset Manager Richard Hall is hosting today and tomorrow's symposium, and he joins me by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Take me on a walk through your community. What do the houses look like?
Well, the housing crisis we're experiencing here is due to the fact that the cost associated is high. The homes are a template that was brought in here in 1986 and never really suited our needs. They suited our needs, but we're not designed for actually the climate, the moisture, the cold, the wind, the rain, wind-driven rain.
And so what are the conditions that people are living in then?
Well, there's a lot of overcrowding and a lot of 3-4 families to a home. When that happens, the home takes a lot of wear and tear in the bathroom and the kitchen and the drywall. It gets saturated with moisture, and we then have the formation of biological contaminants, such as mold, which we've been identified in pretty much 30% of our units. And we decided that, hey, let's relook at what can we do differently.
Mm-hmm. And before we talk about what we can do differently, Richard, you've done work in a number of different communities, including the downtown east side. How do you think the housing crisis compares in the New Hawk Nation here at Mile 4 in comparison to places like the downtown east side?
Well, in comparison, we walk parallel. And it's sad but true that, you know, what the appearances, they look like normal homes, but a lot of the clutter and stuff that when people and living in homes, you know, you can't really minimize that. A lot of the work I did do through communities throughout BC, and my focus was the west coast of BC because Bella Coola is in the west coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I visit every community in BC once, twice, or three times. I worked in the city of Vancouver, the province of BC, and doing inspections for Canada Mortgage and Housing. And being on the West Coast, I focused about 5 years looking at the homes and decided we got to construct homes differently here.
Right. And so what's your idea for how to do home construction differently in a way that people there can access it?
Well, with building this the community up, I brought with Camosun College and ITA, I brought the carpentry program here, and I got 16 students that were successfully passed their first year, and among the group I have 9 red seals that, you know, are my age, 62, 61, that are about to retire and move on with a mentorship program that we're going to teach these guys new building concepts from BCIT, like the things I've taken into our quality, building science, building technology, rain screen, I'm a wet inspector, also Level 3 inspector for communities and First Nation communities. So all that I brought back to the community, and we designed a home that we utilize materials that are from our resources. So there's no melamine, no OSB, none of the products that are, susceptible to rapid deterioration. Hmm.
Could you call it the New Hawk home?
Yeah, it's Bella Coola is New Hawk. Bella Coola is a big house. We call it a big house, eh?
Huh.
So it's a traditional home that I didn't see it right away until we actually finished constructing it, and it appeared as a big house. I was like, holy cow.
Huh.
It's like we went full circle again. It was amazing.
So what is the purpose of today's housing symposium then?
Well, and to discover and change people's, or open people's mind, I guess. I brought all the funding agencies that fund First Nations housing out of Ottawa. So here, RBC, the bank of RBC, and this year Canada Mortgage and Housing is here, and they're going to explain to the people what their avenues are for funding sources, and how to access it, and what they can do, and what we can do differently.
Mm-hmm. And so in the basic lines here, how does a person living there get access to constructing a new home under this the blueprint that you've developed for a good house for this region? I mean, building a house from scratch is no cheap matter.
No, it's not. It is not. But the training component is all in place now. We're actually doing the homes, and the guys got their head around it. It'll get faster and faster. The cost associated to build a home is variable from $125 to $191 a square foot.
And
so right now with these homes, we're building about $80 to $90 a square foot. Hey?
Wow. But if people are already living, three to four families under a roof, is this going to be accessible to everyone?
Yes. And that's part of the plan. So to minimize cost and build it ourselves, you know, it not only gives us pride, but gives them pride, but there's a component also in there that called sweat equity. That hey, come on, help build your home.
Right, so people can get out there and construct their own homes in order to.
Yeah, it gives them a sense. Gives everybody a sense of pride. Yeah, I pounded nails in there. I put this door in place.
Huh.
And part of this overall plan is also to have a home maintenance plan. So I'm going to educate the people that move into the homes about their homes.
It's probably a good thing for everybody, really, to have some experience building their own homes, pounding in their own nails. When will people be able to start inhabiting these places?
Well, right now we're in the process of, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and I'm getting real good support from our council, our elected council. Our elected council is pretty strong and healthy. They're educated, so it makes my job easier. It makes my job easier, but again, changing the perception of what the roles of Indian Affairs and CMHC is, that's the hard work. It's changing people's mindset that CMHC owes it to us, or DIA owes it to us.
Hmm. Well,
creating more responsibility to the membership, eh?
Well, good luck to you. It sounds like there's a lot of different aspects to this, but it sounds like it's going to be all for the good. Thanks so much for telling us about it today, Richard.
Yeah, it's been a long road. I've been doing this since 1986. I started as an apprentice, and I got into obtained my Red Seal, and I got into managing the construction year, and I left to work for CMHC for 15 years, and that was a asset itself, learning and opening my, or expanding my vision, as you sort of say, eh? It created a whole new dynamic for this community.
Well, Richard, keep us up to date on what's going on. Great to talk to you today. Bye-bye.
Hey, have a good day.